Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Composers of the 17th century will be our program this week. We'll hear the composers Antonia Bembo, Elizabeth Jacquet de la Guerre, Isabella Leonarda, and Barbara Strozzi. We'll begin with Antonia Paduani Bembo, who lived from around 1640 to around 1720 in Padua or Venice, and was active in Paris during the later part of Louis XIV's reign. She studied with Francesco Cavalli in Italy. She married in 1655, had three children, and then, sometime before 1676, left her family to go to Paris. Prior to her departure, she deposited her valuables and her daughter Diana at the convent of San Bernardo of Murano for safekeeping. The sons remained with their father in Venice. In Paris, Antonia Bembo sang for Louis XIV, who awarded her a pension, enabling her to live in the community in the Parisian parish of Notre-Dame-de-Bonne-Nouvelle, where she remained. She wrote works of spiritual recreation for the king in the style of the day known as musique spirituelle. Bembo's work, The Seven Psalms of David, have been recorded for the first time on a two-volume CD by La Donna Musicale. We'll hear a short one in a minute and a much longer one at the end of the program. According to tradition, the Psalms were written by the biblical King David. The 6th-century monk Cassiodorus designated those Psalms that express King David's sins and his hope for God's forgiveness, entitling them the Seven Penitential Psalms. It is the paraphrasing of these Psalms by Elizabeth Sophie Charron that serves as the text for Bembo's composition. And it turns out that Elizabeth Sophie Charron is the real name of the Mademoiselle of the Three Asterisks, whose music we heard a couple of weeks ago on this program. She was a French writer, musician, and painter who had the rare honor of being elected to the Royal Academy of Painting and Sculpture. We'll start with Psalm 129, De Profundis Clamavi. I'll read the beginning of the text. In the profound abyss where I am, Lord, hear my voice, answer my prayer. Whether the day begins or loses its light, I can see no limits to my cruel worries. You know the pains with which my soul is afflicted. Lord, lend an ear to my sad protests. Do not pull me off. Favor my complaint. Erase the sins that make my tears flow.